It's Monday morning, time for Iowa Business Beat with Iowa Public Radio's Sarah McCammon. She's on assignment with Marketplace this summer. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Clay.
Now, you spent a good part of this past week covering issues related to paying for college. What did you learn?
Parents are paying less than they used to, and colleges are giving out more scholarships and institutional grants, probably to fill the gap. A report from Sallie Mae finds that parental contributions fell about 35% over the last 3 years.
That's a pretty big drop. What's behind it?
It seems to be a mix of parents who can't and won't pay as much as before. I talked to one Iowa parent, Tim Wilson of Colfax. He and his wife have two sons who will be at Simpson College this fall. And they've been saving since their kids were small, but he says their sons will have some loans to repay after college.
We've done our best to try to save for it anyway. It's been very unpredictable.
Wilson says it's really hard to predict how fast college costs will go up. And during the recession, thanks to a poor stock market, some of their funds didn't perform as well as they'd hoped.
So there's an example of a family that's done a lot of things right, saved for college, but still was affected by the downturn. What else is going on here?
Certainly, incomes aren't keeping up with the rising cost of education, even post-recession. But Sarah Dusich at Sallie Mae told me she thinks parents are also more cautious after the recession and less willing to break the bank.
I think the shift is that parents and students are approaching paying for college with a greater cost consciousness than they've ever had.
And on a related note, you also reported on a deal in the Senate, in the United States Senate, that's aimed at keeping student loan rates from doubling. What's going on with that?
Well, as you know, federally subsidized student loan rates automatically doubled July 1st from 3.4 to 6.8%. The Senate reached a deal, which the House is expected to approve, to essentially tie student loan rates to market rates instead of keeping them fixed.
So is that better for students then?
Right now, absolutely. Rates are around 4%, actually a little less, much lower than the 6.8 they'd briefly gone up to. But it may not be so in the future. Todd Balsley of GL Advisor, a group that mostly advises grad students and young professionals on repaying student loans, describes the situation right now this way.
If you think about a mortgage rate, people go pretty crazy when there's an opportunity to reduce your rate by more than a percentage point.
So with a typical student, how much of a savings does that really work out to?
For somebody with $27,000 in loans, which is a pretty average amount, about $5,000 in savings on interest over a 10-year repayment period. So pretty substantial. But simple economics will tell you that interest rates usually go up as the economy improves. We're at historically low interest rates, so students of the future will likely pay more. The rates are capped under this legislation for undergrad loans around 8.25%, but that's still more than the 6.8% rate that they're trying to avoid.
Now, the federal government is, you know, struggling with how to pay for things these days, of course. You reported last week that the IRS actually found a way to cancel one furlough day. What happened there?
Because of the federal sequester, as you know, some agencies are requiring employees to take unpaid furlough days. And it's up to each department to figure out how to make the numbers balance. So the IRS was originally supposed to take 5 furlough days, including one last week. But officials said they were able to do some additional cost cutting and keep the doors open one more day.
Any idea why the IRS reversed course and then decided to go to the trouble of adding that day back in?
Yeah, in a press release, officials pointed out that this would enable taxpayers to keep getting services from the IRS, from employees at the D.C. office, as well as local assistance centers on that day. It may also, though, have to do with the fact that, you know, the IRS by nature could lose money by keeping employees home. Here's former IRS Commissioner Mark Everson. He says there is a big downside to furlough days.
You end up with fewer audits. You end up with less in the way of collection activities. You have fewer people on the phones to answer questions that taxpayers have.
And that means, of course, fewer tax collections, which may be counterproductive to the goal of balancing budgets.
All right. Sarah McCammon, who's on assignment with Marketplace for our Iowa Business Beat. Sarah McCammon, thanks so much.
Thank you, Clay.